Friend or Foe is a game where people can get stabbed in the back sometimes, but today I think we made it right.
Yeah, man, we had so many people texting in that they were crying. I mean, it was...
It was a moving one.
It was. But a lot of games, the feud started off terrible.
But it ended all right.
We took a lot of heat on that one. I refuse on that.
And I liked our caller, Stacy, who hipped us to some macabre...
Yeah,
history, if you will.
Y'all freaked me out on that.
It's all on the podcast right now.
Kelly and Wood. Name qualities of a bad boss.
Ooh. Oh, here we go. That's what we have up today in this round of
The Feud.
Man, I'm pretty sure I won last game.
Either way, we'll give it to you. How about that?
All right, that means that you get to start out, Wood.
Okay. Can I hear the question again, please?
We asked 100 people, name qualities of a bad boss.
I guess I'm going to start off a little superficial here, but I'm going to say rude.
Okay.
You don't want somebody who's rude.
That's a big blanket statement, though.
I can't give it to you.
Oh!
I can't give it to you.
Oh, that sucks.
I can't give it to you.
Man, this is actually a lot harder than I thought.
Right!
Okay, question again.
We asked 100 people, name qualities of a bad boss. By the way, think of these. Some of these words are like professional.
Okay. Oh, great. Now you tell me.
I think I maybe have one here.
Okay.
How about this?
Synergy.
No, syncopation. How about vulgar? Would vulgar be on there?
Oh, what a...
Not on it.
Are you? So glad you're not my boss anymore.
I'll destroy you. All right, can I hear the song again? Or the question again?
That's a strike each already.
We suck.
Yeah. We asked 100 people, name qualities of a bad boss. By the way, somebody said that I give good questions. You guys are just bad at this game.
Who said that? Your girlfriend?
Somebody out in Holding Ford?
Drunk with power. Right.
Yeah, your girlfriend?
All right.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and say this.
I'm sure you're a hit on the farm.
Lazy.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Everybody hates a lazy boss.
If that's not on there, we're doing a different question.
I need the more exact word.
Laziness?
No.
Lazy.
Not on the list, but it's on the... It's, I can't give it to you. I can't. I'm telling you, it's got to be professional. It's a professional word.
What?
Like, if you were to go to the CEO and say it, you can't be like, this dude's a bum. Like, you can't...
Unproductive?
That's
would
exactly
that be the
what
word?
I
That's
would
not
say.
On the list.
Okay. What do we do here?
What was on the list?
Okay. Micromanager.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Incompetent. Angry. Irresponsible. Oblivious.
Angry? Didn't I say rude?
Yeah, I would have given him.
Yeah, exactly. You would give him that, but that's right. It's not on the list.
But I don't like to micromanage you on these, Brian Riley.
Maybe you should start.
I think you both are incompetent.
I think we need another question.
Yeah, this one sucks. And it only took like 2.5 minutes, so we're going to be
How
short.
How is this my fault that you guys are bad at this game?
Because you're lazy.
Incompetent.
Oh, this you guys are oblivious to this whole situation.
All right, let's do another one. This took like no time whatsoever.
Let's do it. And we'll do it again.
All right.
Brian Riley, get your mind right.
Jeez.
All right, Brian Riley is back. We're going to do a second round of The Feud now. All right, let's get it right.
Name a prize.
Oh, shoot. Now I don't have your mic on.
This is
Come on.
Erroneous.
Get it right.
Name a prize you might win on a game show.
Ooh.
Okay, now we're talking. That's what we're going to do in the second round of The Feud.
The Feud, yes.
You said that last time. You're like, oh, this is a good one. Yeah. And then now I had to get another one.
Well, then you used words like we get in trouble for. So we can't use that one.
It's your fault,
right? Go ahead, Wood. You can go first.
All right. Boom. Let's get it started. A new car.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
That's on the list.
Good.
By the way, there's only 4 answers on this list because any more, it would have been erroneous.
You need to stop with all the bitterness, man.
Yeah.
What's every week?
Erroneous is our word.
It's every week.
All right. So what was the question again?
We asked 100 people, name a prize you might win on a game show.
All right. How about this one? A little cashish.
Dang, that was on my list.
Them dollar bills, y'all.
It's the number one answer.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
See, I like this one, Brian.
Well, yeah, because this is for 4th graders.
Can I hear the question again, please?
We asked 100 people, name a prize you might win on a game show.
All right, I'm going to throw it out there. A vacation.
Oh,
family vacation.
That's good.
The Galapagos.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
One answer remains.
Wow.
Shoot, this is a little bit tough now, though.
No strikes, one answer left. This is a hot matzo.
Right. Boy, this one's going to be quick, too. All right, But I'm having a little trouble with this last one here.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I want to... something you might win on a prize you might win on a game show.
It's got another
answer. I'm trying to think of it. For some reason, I want to say... Oh, like an appliance? Can I say appliance?
Appliance is on the list. Large appliance was the final answer.
I was going to say washer or dryer, but I was thinking like, have you guys ever watched, you guys don't have the Buzzer Network.
No.
They show like old from like the 60s, The Price is Right. It was a totally different game show, and they would give away like a house.
Dang.
Or they give you like a business. Like,
have you ever seen, there's a documentary of a guy who would jot down every single price.
It's called Perfect Bid, I think.
Yeah, and he went on the show and people thought he was cheating, but he just memorized the price of everything. So they're like, oh, what's the price of this? He was like, it's $14.37.
Well, that was also the same story with the whammies.
The no whammies. The guy watched the show so much. Press your luck.
Yeah, he memorized
the pattern.
The pattern where the whammies were, so he knew like when it hit like up here, there was no whammies. After that, so he would hit it whenever it got to that spot.
Yeah,
and he kept winning and kept winning, and they ended up kicking him off the show because
they had to like change the rules or something. What'd you have left on your list?
I also had patio furniture.
Yeah, hit the buzzer.
That's good. That's good.
I also had exercise equipment.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, and home furniture. Yeah, you see the pool table.
Yeah, you know? Those are all good.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys gotta get the Buzzer Network, man. All you need is an antenna, and you can have it.
Why? I got you. You just come in and tell me what was on there last night every day.
I have regular TV with the Game Show Network, which is
that's good.
Which is like the non broken down version of the Buzzer Network.
On Pluto, do you guys have Pluto, which is kind of like free cable? Do you guys have that? There's a Price is Right channel on there.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It shows it all the time.
I've never felt worse
deal
for
or,
you in my
deal
life.
Deal or no deal? That's on the... I don't care. I love
sharks.
I love my life. All right, well, I won. I got the... True. I did it. Today's roundup.
The Feud.
Kelly and Wood.
We have been playing Friend or Foe for Winstock tickets. A real quick recap of how Friend or Foe works. We get two people on the phone, and we have them say Friend or Foe at the exact same time. If both of them say Foe, neither one of them gets tickets. Mm-hmm. If one of them says Friend and the other one says Foe, the person who says Foe gets both tickets. If they both say Friend, they each get one ticket to Winstock.
Correct.
So you can see how people will screw each other over in this game.
Big time.
Because you think, well, I'm going to go Foe. If they're going to go Friend, I'm going to get both tickets. But then if both of them decide to screw each other over, neither one of them gets tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, Jesse had the idea, find two people who got screwed over the most in Friend or Foe, and let's give them tickets.
Yeah, she put on the Kelly and Wood Facebook page, and I honestly thought to myself, that is a fantastic idea, because sometimes it breaks your heart to hear somebody get just totally hosed.
So you and I went back, and we thought, all right, who do we think got screwed over the most?
Mm-hmm.
And these are the two that we came up with in the weeks that we've been playing Friend or Foe. This first one is Jenna and Brittany. And what we'll do in Friend or Foe is we'll always have them say, all right, please try and convince the other person to say Friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened when Jenna and Brittany played.
Jenna, you talk to Brittany and tell her why you guys should both say Friend.
I think it would just be fun for us to both be able to go. And if we have to buy one ticket, it's not that big of a deal. But if you have to buy two, then it's a lot. And we could become friends. Who knows?
Now, Brittany, you talk to Jenna. You tell her why you guys should both say Friend.
I think it would be fantastic for us to say Friends, just because then we each get to go, have some fun, and see some amazing singers. You know, Miranda Lambert's supposed to be there. So I think it'd be kind of fun to see, meet up with you, and just see if we can become both friends.
All right, so they both had solid arguments on why they should both say Friends. So that's how that part went.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back and we play this game while we're not on the air, and we ask them before, you know, what do you plan on saying, Friend or Foe? This is how that part went of Jenna and Brittany. Jenna, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're not live on the radio right now. Brittany can't hear you, but we always like to hear what people are thinking about saying before we play. So are you thinking about saying Friend or Foe?
Friend.
Friend, okay. Just because you were serious about only wanting one ticket.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. If I get to go, I can find money to get another person to go with me. I'm fine with that.
All right, hold on, Jenna. We're going to see what Brittany plans on saying, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brittany, you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you plan on saying Friend or Foe? We just always kind of like to hear before we go into it.
Then kind of in between, I kind of want to say Foe just to get the tickets for my brother, actually, him and his girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know, trying to be that nice person for them.
And then it came time to play Friend or Foe.
3, 2, 1.
Friend.
Oh!
Brittany, you went faux.
Yes.
And Jenna was so nice, too. Yes. She's like, oh, I only want one ticket. It's no big deal.
Said we should meet up and be friends.
Right. Jenna, how are you feeling getting totally stabbed in the back?
That doesn't bother me. One of us gets to go. I'm happy for her.
Listen to Jenna. What is America's sweetheart?
We don't need you. We don't deserve you, Jenna. Now, Brittany, can you tell Jenna why you just stabbed the nicest person in the world right in the heart?
I am actually getting the tickets for my brother and his girlfriend.
How does that make you feel, Jenna?
Then I'm happy for her brother and his girlfriend.
All right, so that was that round of Friend or Foe. And Jenna could not be a nicer person.
Correct.
All right, so Jenna will be the first one that you're possibly voting for to win the tickets to win stock, okay? Kelly is going to be the second one. This is what happened when we played Friend or Foe with Kelly and Nikki, and you asked Nikki to try and convince Kelly to... Oh, you asked Kelly... You'll hear it right here. Whoops, here we go.
Now, Kelly, you talk to Nikki here. We'll give you a minute or so, and tell Nikki why you guys should both say friend.
Okay. Well, I either have a sob story or a straight to the point kind of story.
I'd give the sob story. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you would, but sob stories seem to work the best.
Yeah.
My aunt, who taught my mom how to ride horse and then taught me how to ride horse, she's actually in the nursing home now on hospice, so she's actually dying now. And then my horse that I've owned since she was born 16 years ago, we are actually selling all of our horses. So, basically, this summer is not starting off very well, and I'm planning on moving out of state next spring. So, I'm just trying to have the best summer I basically can before I move.
So, that was why Kelly thought she should get the tickets, but then, of course, we played Friend or Foe. Mm. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so we're not live on the air right now. Nikki can't hear you. We just want to know, are you planning on saying friend or foe?
I'm planning on saying friend. Really? I just have a soft spot for other people, and, you know, she sounds like she wants to go. I want to go, so, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say friend.
So hold on. We're going to put you on hold now. We're going to find out what Nikki plans on saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Nikki, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So we are in a break right now, so we're not live on the radio. Kelly can't hear you. What do you plan on saying? Are you going to say friend or foe, do you think?
Well, I was thinking of saying foe, but I feel really bad saying foe because her story this morning sounds really sad, and I kind of just hope she gets one too. So I think I might say friend.
But Wood, when we played friend or foe, it went a little differently.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Friend. Oh, rude.
Who said foe? Who said foe?
Kelly, I'm so sorry.
Nikki!
Nikki, you went foe?
It wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be.
I went foe! I totally thought she was going to change her mind and go foe.
So, wow. Kelly, you just got screwed out of Winstock tickets after your sob story and everything.
Oh, no!
Kelly, what does that feel like?
Just a blow to the heart, man. She is.
All right, so we thought that those two were the two that got screwed over the most. So now it's time for you to vote, because one of them is going to get Winstock tickets, either Jenna or Kelly, depending on your votes. So text in Jenna or Kelly right now to 320-656-9453. And by texting in a vote, you get entered to win Winstock tickets.
Correct.
I think we covered all the bases there, my friend.
Yep, and then we're going to call one of them back here in a moment.
All right, and we will have the results of your voting next.
It's another day.
Wake up.
It's Kelly and Wood. Kelly and Wood in the morning.
All right, so we are taking votes to see who you think got screwed over most on Friend or Foe. Was it Jenna, who was the nicest person ever and the most gracious loser of all time? Or was it Kelly, who was having to sell her horses and had an aunt in hospice and everything else?
It's
and
tough.
By unanimous vote, I would say, Wood, it's 80% Kelly.
Yeah, which, not unanimous, but that's okay.
Right. It's a landslide.
But yes, I would say yes, your feeling is right there.
All right, so we got Kelly back on the phone with us right now. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kelly and Wood. How are you?
Oh, good.
So, do you remember when you played Friend or Foe with us a while back?
Yeah, that still haunts me.
Why are we laughing?
Well, when you played, you had a really sad story.
Well, at the time, my aunt was on hospice, and so she was dying. And then we were selling our three horses. But actually, a lot has happened since then. My aunt did end up dying. And then one of the horses we sold, Sarge, she ended up dying 2 weeks after she went to the new house. So it's...
Oh, my gosh, Kelly.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to be embarrassed for crying with us, because I cry more than any human being on earth, so...
Oh, good.
Well, Kelly, we took a vote this morning of all the people who got screwed over on Friend or Foe, and everyone agreed that you probably got screwed over worse than anybody.
And honestly, like, I had listeners come up to me like, that was so bad, that was so sad. And this is, again, the brainchild of Jesse, a listener who said, we should just throw everybody into a pot, find out who was the worst one, and hook them up. And we are hooking you up, and we are sending you and a friend to Winstock.
Oh, thank you.
See, sometimes it pays to get screwed over in Friend or Foe. So, Kelly, hold on just a second. We're going to get all your information from you, and we will see you out at Winstock this weekend.
Okay. I thank you guys so much.
Kelly and Wood's Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Edgeley, North Dakota, population 585.
And, of course, tomorrow is the 103rd annual Edgeley High School Alumni Banquet. Make sure you let Carlene Severson know if you're on the way.
Mayor Wayne Henderson always making sure the citizens have a good time, and that's why, Edgeley, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute!
That was your Small Town Salute with Kelly and Wood in the morning.
Kelly and Wood.
All right, we got your tickets to go check out Morgan Wallen at WeFest. We're also going to get you a spot on our fun bus to get out to WeFest. And we're doing Decades Trivia. I believe we got Greg on the phone with us right now. Greg, what's up, man?
Not much. Just in the delivering.
All right. Are you calling in for the Morgan Wallen Fun Bus tickets?
I sure am.
All right. How does this work, Wood?
So here's the deal. You tell me what decade you think you know best, and I'll have a trivia question. You answer in 3 seconds, boom, you're on the bus. If not, we're going to go to the texters.
90s.
Oh, wow, that was really quick, wasn't it?
Lots of conviction there. All right, here we go.
All right, are you ready?
Sure am.
In 3 seconds, what was the name of the hurricane that devastated Florida in 1992?
Andrew.
Wow! Let's go! Let's go!
Look at that! You did it, my friend. You just won yourself passes on our fun bus to see Morgan Wallen at WeFest.
Fantastic.
Making you feel better about yourself every morning. It's time to get trashy with Kelly and Wood.
That's right. Wood will now give us a story with trashy elements to it. We'll give it a trashy score and put it up on the trashy scale and the trash flash.
We're headed to Missouri.
All right. I can't think of anything.
That's going to be a tough one. I knew that.
What's in Missouri?
I believe Missouri is the show me state.
All right. Show me trash.
Yeah. Well, that's when we have the feds involved. The federal government believed that they were circling in on a credit card and check fraud ring. That's when they decided, you know what? We're about to serve this warrant. And when they did, a young man, 22-year-old Stephen Black, decided, I'm getting out of here.
I'm outie.
That's right. So he fled the scene, led police on a short chase. Well, the good news is the chase didn't go far. Local cops were able to stop Black, get him out of the car, and that's when the feds stepped in. Now, they knew who he was because, after all, they're the federal government, and they're squeezing in on this one.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't find a wallet on the gentleman. Not only did he have a wallet, he had nothing on him. So they said, all right, it's time for the good old pat down. And when they gave him a pat down, they noticed that, well, Black was packing.
Hi-ya.
Deep down south, he had something underneath the belt, let's say. Well, when the officers got in for a closer look, they found that Black had $1,540 tied with a shoelace underneath the old beanbag.
Hi-ya.
I guess that's how you stop the pickpockets, huh? Well, he was gone ahead, thrown in the back of the cop car, and taken to jail. No word on what lucky person got to count out those dollar bills. But you got to imagine, man, it's all hot and sweaty out and smoky. And no word on why Black decided to keep his money there.
But he was taken to jail with a stack of charges and is in all sorts of trouble.
Well, I think you know why he's keeping the money there. Who's gonna find it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, hey, I need to get a Mountain Dew here. Hold on.
You know what? That one's on the house.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
All right. Well, let's give this one a score, shall we, Wood?
Come on.
Where does the trashiness start on this one?
How about the fact that the U.S. government is kind of got you after eyeballed you? For a credit card and check fraud ring?
How about if you ever have the U.S. government looking for you, it's trashy.
How dare you?
170. Hey, they were coming at me for an audit.
They're always coming for me.
That's super trashy of me to be getting audited by the IRS.
That's true.
It was my own fault.
Pay your bills.
So we got that. We got one. I'll give that 175 mm-hmm. for being wanted by the U.S. government. I'm going to give the fact that he had, what was it, $1,900 on him?
$1,540.
Okay. That's trashy.
Okay.
Where he had it was trashy.
Oh, yeah.
200 points on that one
and
right there.
And tied with a shoelace. My God.
I'll add another 50 on for that because I have a feeling we're not going to get to a very high score on this one.
You also forgot about that he ran from the cops.
Okay. That's 125 points. 75 because he was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got something going here now.
Okay.
Are you ready for this one?
Come on now.
Today, our man running from the police with money taped to a schwanzka.
Oh, yeah.
Earns himself a whopping, an okay, actually, 625 points.
Trashy.
Earlier, we had a story about a woman who, at her funeral, guests had all gathered to pay their final respects.
Mm-hmm.
They heard a little knocking at the casket. Open it up. Woman is in the casket, still alive. Now, this was in Ecuador, I believe.
Correct.
And there they rushed to get people. They, like, rushed to the wake.
Adios.
They try and get it done quickly. Out of respect for the deceased.
If you say so.
Here that couldn't happen because, you know, by the time we're in the casket, we don't even have, our organs are out. Don't they take our organs out?
I don't know. I don't like any of these talks, man. It freaks me out. I don't even like messing with this stuff.
Well, we got someone sitting on, so we were talking about being buried alive, and that's where we get the term dead ringer from, is because they used to put a bell inside of people's caskets because people were getting buried alive all the time. So what were you saying now?
I don't know. So in the 19th century, they made an entire industry on selling contraptions to make sure that you were dead or you get buried alive. Like, there's hundreds of them. The patent office is filled with them.
So what are some of the other ones? So we know about the bell.
They've had candles. I know that, well, you have to light the candles and flicks like that. Different bell systems, pulley systems. There are some of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life.
Dang. So is that why we wait to have, like, wakes and funerals and stuff? Like, we give the body
a
few days?
That's actually what the wake is for, is that's how it starts. So the tradition of the wake started was to make sure the person was actually dead before they buried them.
Is that where we get the term wake?
Yep, we're watching for them to wake up.
Holy
God. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man.
I swear to God that we're watching for them to wake up. That's where the term wake comes from. We're watching to wake them up.
Now, how did you know all this? Because I just make things up.
I've had a lot of time to look up some weird shit, and it is kind of morbid, and it is kind of in my, like, I don't know, wheelhouse would be probably the best description. I kind of like this stuff, and I'm interested in this stuff, and I'm interested in history, and it goes a lot of hand in hand with history. I've also toured over in Europe a lot. I also know, like, the graveyard shift.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from, where you have somebody watching the graveyard for all these bells and lights and all these, like, contraptions that they sold, because they sold hundreds of them to watch for these to see if they flicker or alert somebody that, hey, the person in the coffin isn't actually dead.
All right, you know, y'all got to stop talking about this, man. Y'all freaking me out, all right? Come on, man, it's a Thursday. I got Winstock this weekend. Y'all are freaking me out.
That's super interesting. So the wake is to see if the body wakes up. That's crazy.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for calling this morning. That was awesome.
What's your name?
Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy.
You're freaking me out, Stacy.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you history. It's true. Look it up.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does.
And I mean no one.
It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Who doesn't love a good Smartie?
That's right. You gotta separate the colors, though, and eat them separately.
You know that in Canada, Smarties are actually a little bit soft? up there. Just like they're citizens. No, but they're just like not as crunchy and hard as they are here.
Have you tried those like soft Skittles?
Yes.
It freaks me out.
But I'm a fan of the chewy candies, though.
See, my entire life, Skittles have been hard. Yeah. So the fact that like I see a Skittle and I try it, I'm like,
yeah. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But listen to this now, Wood. So it was back in 1949. Edward D., who was from a candy-making family in London, settled in Elizabeth, New Jersey. He rented out a garage in New Jersey, right? Well, in the garage were these old machines. Now, this was 1949, so the World War II ended, what, 1945, I think?
Yeah, well, we got into it, yeah. So, yeah, 45-ish, 46 okay. Right there.
So it had all these machines in it that were used to make pellets for bullets during World War II. He found these machines in the garage, repurposed them, and found out that he could turn out Smarties candies. Why did he choose the name Smarties? He was trying to promote education.
All right.
And he found out that with these machines left over from World War II that used to make pellets for bullets, it was super easy to crank out a ton of Smarties. He could just sit and crank them out all day long. So he kept finding more of these machines that were meant to make bullets for World War II, kept buying them, and that's how Smarties were handmade at first. By machines that were purposed to make bullets during World War II.
Now, what are they?
Sugar.
Okay. And chalk?
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of what it tastes like.
They do taste like chalk.
But I like them.
Sometimes they slap just right, though.
Dude, that is one of the candies I will steal from the kids on Halloween. Yeah.
Tell them it's poison.
You got to.
Right. We don't know if this is pills.
Yeah.
Now, do you know, here's another fact for you. We wouldn't have M&Ms if it wasn't for Smarties. Because when the Mars Corporation saw that soldiers were eating Smarties during, I guess, I don't know what war would have been coming next, the Korean War maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
So I guess they were saying, and Mars got the idea, well, if they're doing that, let's do a chocolate-based one. How can we create a sort of chocolate Smartie? And that's when they came up with the idea for M&Ms.
Hmm.
Isn't that wild?
All right.
This wasn't bad today.
There we go.
This was not bad today, and I won't let you tell me it was.
No, that was legit, man.
Right. That's what happens when you actually put a little time into it.
No, and plus you went to candy. Right. Everybody likes candy, man.
Now, it's possible. What it's very, very possible that someone listening doesn't even find this interesting.
Well, that's a them problem.
And that's okay. Because I don't mind standing here all alone on the mountaintop saying out loud to the world, maybe it's just me.
It's time for Happy Hour. Focusing on the good news. With Kelly and Woods.
I got great news for you.
So this story is actually right out of Wisconsin, and it's about someone named Stephanie Peach. Now, Stephanie Peach shops at a grocery store called The Pick and Save. Now, that's where she met a man named Dennis who works there. Dennis Rayton is his name, and he's always there working. And just through a casual conversation, Stephanie found out that Dennis had no heat in his house. He said to her, I hope that the weather stays nice and warm, because right now, my boiler is out. I don't have any heat. Not only was his boiler out for heat, his hot water heater was also out, so he has no hot water, no heat. But he was like, well, we're coming into summer, so I don't really need any hot water. Well, Stephanie thought, this ain't right. He's such a nice guy. And so she said, after getting to know him, she realized that he was a guy who worked really hard and just couldn't seem to get ahead. So Stephanie started a GoFundMe campaign and was able to raise, in under 2 weeks, $5,000.
Nice.
Right. Now, that'll be enough to get him a new boiler so he can have some heat this winter. But she said that's not enough because he doesn't have a hot water heater. He needs other things. Well, she just kind of put it back out there like, hey, if anybody else can give, please do. This man needs to get back on his feet. He's the nicest, hardworking man who makes going to the Pick and Save so enjoyable. Now that campaign is up to $6,500, and he'll be able to get himself a hot water heater as well. He says that he's 65 years old, and he says, I don't really understand how this whole thing works with the GoFundMe and everything else. He's like, I don't understand where this money's coming from. But he said, I'm just flabbergasted. He said, I guess she's just one of the few people that leaves me speechless in life that she was able to do that. Man. She also was able to get him a window air conditioner for this summer so he can be nice and cool.
She's just taking care of him left and right.
Right. And she's young too. She's like maybe in her early 20s. Just a good person.
But that's it, man. We talk a lot about karma, things like that. Like, if you put good out, good comes back to you. Like, he wasn't out there begging. He was just, you know,
working
out there
hard, man.
Being nice, being something that she looked forward to when she went out there and ran her chores.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what happens?
I'm telling you, man. And now it's all connected, Wood.
I agree.
It's all connected. And now we see it in something like this. So, Stephanie Peach, you are an amazing person. Dennis is going to have a much better summer now, thanks to you. And, Wood, we'll keep doing these stories.
You got to, because the news won't tell you about this.
Nope, man. Certainly won't, but we will. If we got to be a beacon of light in the darkness, we'll go ahead and do it. All thanks to Audio Video Extremes. That was your happy hour.
Kelly and Wood.
Welcome to the bonus track. It's our first break of the morning. This morning we talked about, am I going to get back on the club scene?
Oh my.
Am I going to put my earrings back in?
And then we also discussed like the attraction like music can have. Like
yes.
Just the connection music can have. Especially some of Kelly Jordan's fondest childhood memories.
That's right. All right.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you, sir? I told you that in private. All right. We got that coming up right now. It's our bonus track. We put tack it on at the end of the podcast.
Kelly and Wood.